请弟兄姊妹们翻开新约圣经以弗所书。
Let's turn to the New Testament, the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章第七节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7.
以弗所书第四章第七节。
Ephesians 4, 7.
我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐，所以经上说他升上高天的时候掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说升上，岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。
But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's giftTherefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. Now this expression, he ascended, what does it mean except that he also had descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is himself also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things.
十一节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。不要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Verse 11, And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming.
我们圣经读到这里。
This concludes our Bible reading for
我们那天祷告。
This message. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再一次靠着你爱子的名来到你的面前。
Lord, we come before you under your Son's name.
我们愿意来听你自己的声音。
Lord, we want to hear your voice.
愿意圣灵保惠师再次把启示的灵赐给我们。
May your Holy Spirit and the Comforter give us revelation today.
把已经启示过的话再一次翻译解说在我们的心里。
May you reveal to us again what has already been revealed to us in our hearts.
好，叫我们知道在这牧师如何跟随我们主的脚中行。
So that we may know how to walk in the footsteps of our Lord.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们说到以弗所书是一卷与神同行的书。
The book of Ephesians is a book about walking with the Lord.
当我们一信主的时候，我们就与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
When we believe in the Lord, we are resurrected with the Lord and are with Him above.
在基督里头享受一切属灵的丰富。
In Christ, we enjoy all the abundance of His life.
在这个丰富的恩典里面，我们与主同行。
In His abundant grace, we walk with Him.
我们行事为人，能够与蒙恩的所蒙的恩相称。
We must walk in a way that is matching with the grace that we have received.
在地上能够活出主自己的见证来。
We must be able to live out this testimony for our Lord.
跟随主的路上，我们也会遇见与神仇敌的征战。
As we walk with the Lord, we will encounter attacks from the enemy.
我们呢，靠着主呢，在这许多的征战上呢，得胜了一切，还能够站立得住。
That through these different conflicts, we may overcome.Through our Lord. This book, as we read it, tells us how we ought to walk on this earth. There's one very important thing when it comes to walking with the Lord. We have to know what God's will is. If we don't know God's will, how can we walk with Him? God has His will for us on everything in our life. We must live every part of our life according to His will. But through all these things, God has even a higher will for us.
就是在时候满足的时候,
that when it comes to the fullness of the time,
天上地上一切所有的都在耶稣基督里面同归于。
He will call all things unto the unity of in His Son.
那么这是呢，神在创世以前所定的，在爱子里面所定的永远的旨意。
This is an eternal purpose that was set before, in eternity past.
今天的神在地上任何在世上带领的所有的旨意都不离不开这个永远的旨意。
Everything that God wills on this earth is connected to this eternal will.
都是向着这个永远的旨意而去的。
It's all leading up to this eternal purpose of God.
这个永远的旨意呢，是借着教会来实现的。
And this eternal purpose is manifested through the church.
因为他要借着教会呢，是天上的执政的、掌权的，知道神那个百般的智慧。
He wants to call all the make manifest the manifold wisdom of God to the authorities and principalities in the heavens.
他说这是神在耶稣基督里面所定的永远的旨意。
He says this is the eternal purpose that has been set in the Lord.
这今天教会在地上的生活的见证，跟那个原神永远的旨意息息相关的，分不开的。
How we walk on this earth is closely interconnected with this eternal purpose.
我们今天在地上如何来生活，如何来见证主，关乎到神永远旨意的成就。
How we live and how we walk on this earth is pertinent to this eternal purpose of God.
如果神要在时候满足的是天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于一的话。
When it comes to the fullness of times, when He wants to bring all things into the unity of Christ,
那么首先呢，他要让他的教会、他的儿女们在中间能够合一。
He must first have first unified His children, the brothers and sisters in the church.
神的儿女是不能合一，神如何叫万有在基督里合一呢？
If the children of God cannot unify, how can He unify all things in Christ?
感谢神呢，这合一的一件事是已经成就的事。
But thank the Lord that unity is already something that God has accomplished.
我们说身体只有一个。
We only have one body.
圣灵只有一个。
We have one spirit.
都正如我们同有一个指望。
We have one hope.
一主。
We have one Lord.
一信。
One faith.
一洗。
One baptism.
一神。
One God.
任何地方的这聚会，这神的儿女们。
The many different other different congregations and gatherings.
只要他们相信我们的神是三位一的神。
As long as they believe that our Lord is from above,
圣父、圣子、圣灵，
that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit,
他们同尊同荣啊，他无始无终，
that they are all
一样的尊贵，一样的
they're all exactly the same, and that they are all deserving honor and praise and glory.
在这样的信心当中呢，我们接受主，然后那个认识我们是个罪人，就是主宝血洗净我们。
As long as we all believe that we are sinners, that we need the precious blood of Jesus to wash our sins away.
因此我们就受浸归入主的名下。
And that we are all baptized into the name of our Lord.
我们同有一个盼望。
We all have the same hope.
将来有一天主要再来。
And one day the Lord will come again.
我们要与他永远作王，永恒作王。
And we'll reign with him forever.
那么我们今天呢？通通在借着受浸的归入在一个身体里头。
And today we are all baptized into the same body.
只要有这样子的信念的人，都是我们都是合一的。
As long as we hold the same belief, we are all united under one body.
这是神在十章里面已经做成的事情。
This is something that God has already accomplished on the earth.
我们今天呢叫竭力保守这圣灵所赐的。
So we must be diligent and keep this.
那个让我们在就借着谦虚温柔忍耐啊。
And through gentleness, through humbleness, through patience,
在爱中互相够宽容。
We must love one another.
在那个就是和平彼此联络。
And we must be united in the bonds of peace.
我们务必要保守在圣灵里面这个义。
We must keep this what thou has given to us, this unity.
固然我们知道我们都是在圣灵里面是合一的。
Although we do know we are all united together.
但是我们今天望眼一看整个基督教的世界的时候
But when we look upon the state of Christianity in this world today
看见神儿女之间的光景的时候
When we see the condition of God's children
当我们看见神的儿女之间有这么样的不同
When we see so many differences amongst the children of God
我们呢对圣经的认识有不同
When we see that many different interpretations of the Bible
我们在那个聚会的那个实行不同
When we see the practices within the church are all different
哎呀我们看见呢那个有许许多多的教派
We see there's so many denominations as well.
我们说呢，这是神要的合一嘛
？Can we really say this? Is this the unity God desires?
那么我们主在那个生在受难之前的时候，他大祭司的祷告。 他有一个大祭司的祷告。
The Lord is interceding for us as the high priest.
那么在约翰福音十七章里面有个大祭司的祷告哈，他在那里面呢，他四次来为着他的那个儿女们合一祷告。
In John chapter 17, he prays for his disciples.
那么他说呢，他借着神赐给他的名呢，叫我们能够合一。
He says that he prays this that to keep them in your name.
他天天在神面前为我们代求，叫我们能够合一。
He daily prays for us that we may be united in his name, to be kept in his name.
他把父的所赐给他的荣耀赐给教会，叫我们能够合一。
He prays for that the church may be united.
他更说到呢，他因着我们住在他里头，父住在他里面，叫我们能够完完全全的合而为一。
The Father abides in him and we abide in Christ and he prays that we all be united in one.
这是主在那个受难升天之前的他的祷告。
This is the prayer he prayed before he was nailed to the cross.
在主的心中他要得着的。
This is what he wants, desired in his heart.
他只是圣徒中间的完完全全的合而为一。
He wants all of us to be made one.
在这主的这个祷告里头，我们看最少看见两件事情。
In this prayer that Jesus prays, we see two things.
第一件事情呢，就是呢，神的儿女们呢，还在合一道路上往前走。
One thing is that the children of God are still on this path towards unity.
所以呢，大祭司呢，不但那时候也为我们祷告啊，他天天为我们祷告。
So as a high priest, he not only prays for us, he prays for us every day.
他既然为我们祷告，就表示说这合一呢还没有完全。
He continues to pray for us, means that this unity has not yet been attained.
然后第二个方面呢，他就是在要是让我们看见呢，主要的是一个完全的合一。
The second thing is that we see that the Lord, what God wants is complete oneness.
保罗他在那个在以弗所书第二章的时候
，In Ephesians chapter 2, Paul says,
他说呢，你们要意念相同，要爱心相同。
We must be united in thought and love.
有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
Have the same thoughts and be of the same mind.
叫我的心意能够得到满足。
So that the will of God may be.
啊，不过使徒保罗在那也真是体贴神的心意啊。
Paul really knows what God desires.
那么什么样的圣徒之间的表示那个表现呢，能够叫神的心满足了
？Now what can we do to satisfy God's heart?
就是他的儿女们能够在凡事上、一切上都能够完全的合一，有一样的心思、一样的意念。
Is it not in all aspects we be united in one in all aspects in our thought and mind as well?
从这个角度来看的时候呢，发觉呢，教会在合一的路上还有好长的路要走。
From this aspect, we can see that there's still a long way for us to go in this regard.
这教会呢的合一这件事呢，是一个现在完成进行式啊 ，present perfect participle 啊，是已经成就了，但是呢，又还得往前去的。
So united in the church expressly the tense present perfect participle, meaning it's still happening, but it has happened and it's still happening.
Has already happened and still happening, and we're complete. 这是神在基督里面所做的。
This is something that God has accomplished in His Son, in Christ.
神要他的百姓呢，不但是仅仅在地位上，在生命当中，我们都信主的，都是神的儿女，我们是合一的。
God wants us to be united in the life of Christ as well.
Not just that, 哈，那不仅仅是这样子。
Not just this.
他还要在我们在真道和认识耶稣基督的事情上能够完全合一。
He also wants us to be united in His Word, completely in Christ. In Christ.
不仅仅是因为我们有个同样的生命，我们是合一的。
It's not just that we're united because we have the same life.
更是在认识神的道路上，认识神的那个神儿子上面，我们能够完全合一。
We also must be united in our knowing of Christ.
为了这件事情呢，神赐下了恩赐。
In order to affect this goal, God has given us gifts.
他在教会赐下各样的恩赐。
He has given us various gifts in the church.
叫教会呢能够成长。
So that the church may grow.
叫神的儿女们能够在基督里面一天一天比他长成。
So that the children of God can grow and mature each and every day.
因为长成的缘故。
For the sake of our growth.
我们能够在真道也在认识基督的事情上能够合一。
So that we may be united in His Word.
那么在我们看那个 这些恩赐之前啊,
before these gifts,
那么这在这里, 使徒啊, 让我们看, 对于这个恩赐这件事情啊, 有三点,
the apostle gives us 3 points that we must know.
固然呢, 是那个, 教会里头的神赐下各样的恩赐,
the God has certainly given us various gifts in the church.
为着教会的建造, 为着神儿女的缘故, 他赐下各样的恩赐,
to edify the church and for our sake, He has given us various gifts.
但是首先呢, 我们要认识一件事情,
but we must first recognize this one thing.
三件事哈, 一件事呢, 就是, 这个恩赐呢, 是主, 是量给, 他基督所量给个人,
that this gift is given to each person according to His measure.
那么在那个, 得到恩赐这件事情上, 主有完全的主权。
These giving of gifts and getting of gifts is God has complete discretion.
神呢, 他按着他勇士的智慧啊, 他按着教会的需要, 按着个人的情况, 他赐下不同的恩赐。
God gives us gifts according to His wisdom and according to the situation of each church.
那么那个, 我们有的时候会看自己的恩赐, 有看看别人的恩赐。
Sometimes we see our own gifts and we see the gifts in others.
像彼得问说, 那人将来如何啊?
So just like Peter, he asked, what will happen to that person?
在这个神他会给我们恩赐。
The Lord will give us gifts.
在这个恩赐给我们恩赐的时候, 我们要认识这件事啊, 神给我的那个恩赐是最好的恩赐。
And we must know that the gift that God has given to each one of us is the best.
是按着他的主权, 按着他的智慧, 他, 按着我的需要, 按着我的能力, 他给我最好的恩赐。
It's a gift given according to His authority, to His wisdom, according to ourselves.
他是按着他自己的主权, 按着他自己的自由的把恩赐赐给我们。
He freely gives us these gifts according to His wisdom and according to our needs.
这是第一个方面。
This is the first aspect.
那么第二个方面呢?
The second aspect is,
他说呢, 他是, 个人蒙恩啊, 是照着基督所量的恩赐。
That we receive our grace according to His measure.
那么我们得, 每一个人得恩赐, 是, 已经是神的恩典了。
When we receiving of gifts is already the grace of God.
那么, 确实是, 若不是主的恩典, 我们不会得不到, 任何的恩赐。
Without God's grace, we would not receive these gifts.
但是神赐给我们恩赐之后呢,
after we receive these gifts,
不是说我们就开始靠着恩赐来服侍啊。
We are not to rely on these gifts to serve.
他说呢, 按着每个人所给的那个恩赐呢, 是把更多的恩典加给他。
That according to each of our gifts, more grace is to be given to us.
有些人呢, 他有那个, 带儿童的那个恩赐。
Some people have the gift of leading children's Sunday school.
那么神呢, 把更多的恩典加给他, 叫他能够对爱的儿童有耐心, 这个, 有智慧, 如何来带领他。
But God then gives them more grace so that they be more patient and more loving toward these children.
一面呢, 我们看见呢, 神赐给我们智慧, 赐给我们恩赐。
In one aspect, we see that God has given us gifts.
但是呢, 神要我们在这个我们所得的恩赐上呢, 更多来依靠神。
But God wants us to learn how to rely on Him more.
需要神把更多的恩典呢，按着我们所得的恩赐加给我们。
That He will add grace to us according to the gift that He's given.
这是第二个方面。
This is the second aspect.
第三个方面呢？
The third aspect is,
让我们看见呢，神他乐意把恩赐赐给我们。
You must see that God is happy to give us these gifts.
让他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给你。
When He ascended on high, He led a captive host of captives and He gave gifts to men.
那么主他道成肉身呢, 从这天上到地人间来啊,
when the Lord became a man, He came to this world.
一个主要的那个工作固然是为了拯救罪人,
one of He came to save sinners.
把我们从罪恶当中拯救出来,
He wanted to rescue us out of sin.
我们叫我们脱离那个, 罪的辖制,
that we may be able to be released from the bondage of sin.
更是叫我们脱离那个仇敌撒旦的辖制。
He also wants to release us from the bondage, from the enemy.
所以他说他升上高天的时候,
so that when He ascended on high,
他掳掠那个掳掠人的,
those hosts of captives,
那个这里正好的翻译是他掳掠那个在过去现在将来掳掠人的,
that He led captive a host of captives.
那么我们呢, 过去之所以不能够信主啊,
that It talks about those who were in the past were unable to believe in the Lord. It's because we were held captive by the enemy. So God has rescued us from the captivity of the enemy. After we have been rescued, He continues to rescue us. He can continue to rescue us out of from the captivity of the enemy. There are so many children of God that after they believe in the Lord, of course we praise the Lord for receiving His grace. But when it comes to service, we say to ourselves, I have no gift. I can't do this, I can't do that. So you push responsibility onto those who have gifts. There's these brothers and sisters who can do big things in the church.
No, I don't like people just using the word of big brother or big sister.
God is more than willing to give us these gifts. So we don't have any excuse to say we have no gift. Because He has already led captive a host of captives.
We
have already been released from the hands of the enemy. But after we believe in the Lord, we can no longer let ourselves be deceived by the enemy. He has said many lies. He tells us that you're unable to do this, you're unable to do that. Yes, it's true that we are unable to do this. But we can ask. Because the Lord is willing to give us these gifts. He has not only led us, set us free from the captivity of the enemy. He continues to rescue us out of the lies of the enemy today. Because he is happy to give us these gifts. This is one of his goals one of the goals of coming into this world. He came into this world not only to set us free from the bondage of sin,
而且叫我们呢能够被装备啊，在神的家中这个进功用，能够服侍他。
He wants us to be equipped in the church so we can be able to serve and build up to serve in the church.
那么神把那个以色列人从埃及中就那个带出来的时候。
When God rescued the Israelites out from Egypt, Moses said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go that they may serve me." Those of us who have been saved by the Lord, the Lord still says, "Let my people go, that we may serve Him." If the reason for His releasing us is so that we may serve Him, then He surely will give us the gifts needed to serve Him. This is the three basic understandings that we must have about gifts. Many times we have an inaccurate understanding of gifts.
要不然呢，就是我们呢，那个太靠自己，那个做许多的天然的事情。
Sometimes we often rely too much on ourselves to try to do things of above.
没有看见了，所有的恩赐都是出于神的恩典，是神他自己的罪的主权所赐给我们。
We overlook the fact that all these gifts are given to us according to God's wisdom. Sometimes we go to the other extreme and says that we can't do anything. We can't do anything for God.
神会按着他的教会的需要，他赐给我们每一个人恩赐来服侍他。But
God will give us gifts according to the needs of the church.
那么神在教会赐下什么样的恩赐呢？
Now what kind of gifts will God give to those in the church?
在这边呢，只提到了一些啊，并没有包括所有的。
in this book it brings up a couple of these gifts, but not all of them. Because he in this book there's a specific goal he's trying to reach.
他说呢，他所赐的呢，首先呢是使徒有先知。
He says he has given some as apostles, some as prophets.
那么使徒呢，是神主在地上所亲自拣选的。
Apostles are those that God has personally chosen.
他们曾经跟随主，他们曾经那个服侍主。
These apostles have walked with the Lord and served the Lord.
在主升天之后呢，神要这个十二个使徒呢，在地上带领他的教会。
After Jesus ascended, he wanted his 12 disciples to lead those on the earth.
神赐给这使徒们各样属灵的权柄。
The Lord gave his 12 disciples authority.
他们能够行各样的神迹奇事。
That they may effect various miracles.
他们也那个神也赐给他们各样的那个教训，就叫神的百姓能够遵守。
And God has given these apostles various teachings so for everyone to abide by.
他也赐下了是先知。
He has also given some as prophets.
那么先知呢，接受神的启示呢，能够把神的奥秘能够启示出来。
Through the revelation received by God, prophets reveal the mystery of God.
那么我们的那个对于神许许多多认识呢，都是借着神在使徒和先知身上的启示所认识的。
We know we grow in the knowledge of the Lord through the revelations from the prophets and the apostles.
那么在第二章的时候，他说呢，教会呢是建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
In Ephesians chapter 2, it says, the church has been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets.
我们感谢主啊,
we thank the Lord.
他呢，借着使徒，借着先知。
That through the apostles and the prophets,
把神的奥秘能够启示出来,
the mystery of God has been revealed to us.
那我们的叫我们今天知道神用的旨意是如何,
and we now know what the eternal purpose of God is.
走在神的旨意当中,
that if we walk in the will of God,
那么当那个神借着这些使徒先知把那个圣经写完的时候,
that after the revelations from the apostles and prophets have been completely written down,
神的启示也结束了,
the revelations from God have also finished.
我们今天要来更多的那个用心的来认识神借着使徒和先知所启示的事情。
Today we must diligently pursue and understand these revelations from the apostles and prophets.
当教会的根基被建立之后,
after the foundation of the church has been established,
紧接着呢，他说呢，他赐下传福音的。
Right after that, God says He has given some as evangelists.
教会需要有传福音的恩赐，能够把人带到神的家里头。
The church needs this gift of evangelism so that others may be led to Jesus.
然后能够让人能够认识主，接受主，走主的道路。
That they may be able to lead others to know the Lord, accept the Lord, and walk this path.
传福音是一个非常特别的恩赐。
Evangelism is a very special gift.
一面呢，我要讲每个人都应该传福音的。
In one aspect, everybody has the responsibility of spreading the gospel.
我们每一个人都应该是一个传福音的人。
We all should be evangelists.
但是呢，神特别把一些恩赐传给一些，赐给一些人。
But this gift of evangelism has been given, especially given to certain people.
叫他们能够把福音能够讲得清楚，那个讲得明白。
This gift allows them to share the gospel in a clear and understandable way.
能够让人能够在那个黑暗的光景里面的时候被打开，被认识什么是神的荣耀的福音。
It's a gift that allows those who are in darkness to be enlightened about who Jesus is.
他们还需要神的能力，叫人能够把人从那个黑暗的光景中被拯救出来。
These evangelists still need God to help to allow them to be able to lead those in darkness into the light.
他能够攻破人心中一切的营垒。
He may be able to take down all the barricades in their heart.
心意掳回归向主。
That they may captivate their heart and bring them to the Lord.
那么当人信主之后,
Once a person has believed in the Lord,
不是只是信主我们得救就完了。
It doesn't end after, oh, we believe and now we're saved.
我们需要在主里面成长。
We must continue to grow in the Lord.
要更多的认识主的心意。
We must continue to know more of the Lord's will.
他就赐下了教师，牧师跟教师的恩赐。
So then God gives some as pastors and teachers.
那么牧师就是牧者了，就是牧人。
Pastors and shepherds are interchangeable.
那些牧者呢，他按着。 那个神儿女们在生活上的需要。
The pastors or the shepherds serve the brothers and sisters according to their daily needs.
那个生活碰见的各样的难处。
In life, there are many trials and hardships.
照顾他们，安慰他们。
So these pastors comfort them and take care of them.
带领他们能够更多的认识主，依靠主。
For the goal of allowing them to know more of the Lord and to rely more on the Lord.
他还赐下了先知教师，能够把神的话能够解明出来。
There's also the gift. He has also given some as teachers, so they may be able to teach God's word.
音乐来说呢，神的奥秘，神的启示。已经借着使徒和先知赐给我们了。
The mystery of God and the revelation of God, in one way we can say, has already been revealed to us.
那么当圣经写完之后呢，就不再有启示了。
Since the Bible has already been completed, there is no new revelation.
因为启示已经结束了。
Because the revelations have ended.
但是不表示说我们都能够明白已经启示过的事。
But this doesn't mean that we understand these revelations.
很多时候呢，圣经上写得很清楚。
Sometimes we see in the Bible it's written very clearly.
什么是神的奥秘?
It tells us what the mystery of God is.
什么是神的启示?
What is God's revelation?
但是我们读也读了也读不懂。
But we read and read and we don't understand.
但是有人呢就有那个教师的恩赐，能够把神的话解得明白。
But there are those with the gift of teaching who are able to teach God's word.
借他们的服事呢，我们更多认识神已经启示过的话。
And through their service, we're able to understand what God has already revealed.
叫我们能够走在神的道路中。
And helps us be able to walk this path of God.
那么神赐下这些恩赐是为什么呢?
So why does God give us these gifts?
恩赐的目的是什么呢?
What is the purpose of these gifts?
恩赐的目的不是为了这些有恩赐的人他们自己。
These gifts are not meant for the sake of those who receive these gifts.
当然这些有恩赐的人他们自己需要被神造就。
Those who have received the gifts, they themselves need to be built up by God.
需要神更多的恩典。
They need more of God's grace.
在他们已有的恩赐上面呢，更多的往前去。
That they be able to rely on God's grace to walk forward.
那更重要的呢，它是为了来建造教会的。
More importantly, these gifts are given so that the church may be built up.
它是为了来成全圣徒。
They're meant to affect completeness in the saints.
能够让这圣徒们能够被装备，成全就是装备的意思。
These gifts are meant to be equipped. The saints are meant to be equipped with these gifts.
圣徒们被装备的目的呢?
And what's the purpose of equipping these saints?
让我们能够各尽其职。
That we may be able to carry out our responsibilities fully in our service.
每一个神的儿女，神的肢体都有他的功用。
Every member, every children of God has their function.
我们呢都需要找到我们自己的功用。
We must all know what our proper function is.
在我们进功用之前。
Before we act out this function.
那么我们呢需要被装备。
We must be first equipped.
那么神在各方面装备我们。
So God equips us on various aspects.
他把他的话语解释，让我们能够明白。
He explains his word that we may understand.
他叫我们的性情能够改变那个更多有主的形象。
He changes our character and conforms us to the image of his son.
更多的谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
He helps us become more humble, more gentle, more patient.
把主的性情住在我们里头。
That he creates, he molds the character of Christ within us.
叫我们能够尽我们的功用。
That we be able to, we may carry out our proper function.
那么能够各尽其职。
May be able to serve in our full capacity.
为在这样的情形之下呢，神的这身体能够被建立。
Under this, in this, only this can we be unified.
那么我们今天呢，在这条路上的时候，我们一直生命要不断的成长啊，晋升啊，一直往深处去。
So one aspect we must continue to grow, and grow deeper and deeper in the Lord.
那么要长到什么程度呢？
But until when do we have to continue to grow?
什么时候是我们成长的目标呢?
What is the goal that we are growing to?
他说呢，只等到。
It says that until.
只等到。
Until.
我们长到什么程度呢?
Until when do we have to continue to grow?
只等到我们众人在真道上和同归于一，认识神的儿子啊。
Only until.We are all attained the unity of the faith.
中文翻这里翻译的不够准确啊。
In the Chinese, it's not translated too accurately.
那么在我看过的所有的英文的翻译也都应该这样翻。
In the English translations, I think this is more appropriate.
他说：“只等到我们众人在真道和在真道上和认识主神的儿子上同归于一。”
So we all attain to the unity of faith to the knowledge of God's word and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
神借着这些那个恩赐呢，那个建造是那个装备圣徒啊，建造身体的一个目的啊。
There's a purpose for equipping us of the saints to building up the church.
那么在有一天呢，我们要在真道上同归于一。
Because one day we'll all be united.
而且呢，我们要在认识神的儿子上能够同归于一。
We may also be united in our knowledge of the Son.
这两件事情呢是分不开的。
These two things cannot be separated.
但是呢，这两件事情呢又是要不分开来认识。
But we must understand each one separately.
那么当我们说到真道的时候，
we talk about the word of God.
The faith. 这个 faith, 这个 the faith 跟前面那个一信 one faith 有点不一样。
This faith and the one faith that we talked about before are different.
那前面说我们呢圣徒合一的那个一信，那 one faith。
Before we talked about how we must be united in one faith.
是我们那个最基本的那个信心，我们得救的信心。
It's the faith of salvation.
为借着那个信心呢，我们得救了。
That through that our faith we are able to be saved.
我们相信耶稣基督是神的儿子。
We have faith that Jesus is the Son of God.
相信呢，他从死里复活，叫我能够得重生。
That we believe that he resurrected from the dead, that we are able to have eternal life.
借着这个信心呢，我们重生得救了。
And through this faith, we are able to be reborn and saved.
那这边的 the faith,
we hear it and talks about the unity of the faith.
那么这真道呢，就说到我们呢，再往前，在得救之后，再往前去对主的认识。
It means that we must continue to move forward and know more of the Lord.
我们呢，对于那个圣经的各方面的认识。
We must grow an understanding of the various aspects of the Bible.
我们的那个认识那个主的那个过去做的事。
We must understand what the Lord has done.
那么他今天在教会所做的事。
And what he is doing now in the church.
那么那个他将来要做的事。
And what he will do in the future.
那所有关于圣经里面的真理呢，我们都需要认识。
All the various truths and things in the Bible, we must all understand.
那么有一天呢，我们长大到长大成那个。长成的时候呢，我们呢跟各处的圣徒啊，在对于圣经的认识上，我们要完全合一。
That as we continue to mature, we may all one day all be united as one.
那不单是这样子啊。
And not just this.
他还说我们要在认识神的儿子上，我们能够同合一。
We must be also united in our knowledge of the Son.
那么关于认识神的儿子呢？
Now, in regards to knowing the Son, this is the core of our faith. The Lord requires us to know Him in all aspects.
We
must know His birth, His life, His resurrection. We must know what he is doing in us today.
认识主说呢，那个如果要跟随我的话，要天天背起他的十字架来跟随我。
The Lord said that if we want to follow him, we must bear our cross daily.
我们要认识主的十字架在我们身上所有的工作。
We must recognize the work of the cross on ourselves.
好，我们认识我们的主呢是一个乐意内住的主。
We must know that our Lord is a
内住啊 ，the enduring.
We know that the Lord has the indwelling, dwells within us. He desires to dwell within us. And lead us daily. He wants us to abide in Him. That we may be fruitful.
那这有一天呢，对主的认识呢，圣徒们要合一。
So in this knowledge of the Lord, we must all be united.
你发觉呢，今天在那个神的儿女们当中啊。
Have you noticed that amongst the children of God today?
那么在真道的合一上呢，有很大的难处。
The unity in the faith is very difficult.
我们呢，对圣经的解释有好多地方有很多不同的解释。
Because we have all these different interpretations of the Bible.
到底我们是灾前被提呢？我们灾中被提，还是灾中被灾后被提呢
？The question of the rapture, does it happen? There's many interpretations on when we will be raptured in the end.
到底呢，主是在千年国度之前来呢，还千年国度之后来呢
？There's debate on whether Jesus will come again before the millennium kingdom or after the millennium kingdom.
还到底有没有千年国度呢
？There's also debate on whether there is a millennium kingdom.
那么到底我们这个人呢，是二元只有灵魂跟身体呢，
There's also debates among believers whether we are composed of a body and soul or body, soul, and spirit. There's also debates on whether a church should have an official membership system or not have a membership system.
你不但发觉呢，神的儿女们呢，在圣经的认识上，很多很多的不同。
We realize that there are many different interpretations of the Bible amongst the children of God.
哎呀，我都在想啊，要有些东西的，可能真的等到主来的时候了，我们才能够就完全合一啊。But
I think there are some things that we cannot understand until we cannot be united in the faith until Jesus comes again.
但是呢，在我们呢，可能把我们重点呢，应该放在第二个合一上。But
we must put our focus on the second unity.
你这个跟儿女们，跟神的儿女们交谈的时候
，When you, for example, when we are talking with other brothers and sisters，
我们如果来谈那个什么的背题的事
，When we're talking about the rapture，
我们来谈我们中间的这个二元三元论的事
，When we're talking about whether we're composed of two parts or three parts，
哎，你发觉呢，有的时候谈的交通不下去
，You might sometimes have arrived at an impasse. We're unable to continue talking with him further.
But
when we're talking about the Lord, we talk about how the Lord has died for us and has lived for us. We must abide in the Lord daily. And have the Lord abide within us. And we talk about how we must continue to learn to bear a cross and follow the Lord. And when we talk about our Lord, you will discover that there are a lot less conflicts between us. All those who have been reborn and saved, we all have this desire to know the Lord more. To understand the power of his resurrection.
We
want to understand the work that is being done on us. When we talk about our Lord, we realize that there's too much to talk about. Because there's not many obstructions between you and them. Understanding the faith, in fact, helps us understand who the Lord is.
也许今天按着我们有限的认识，我们对圣经确实有不同的认识。
Because we have a limited understanding of the Bible, it causes us to have different interpretations of the Bible.
但是没有关系。
But that's okay.
只要我们的目的呢，是要更多的认识主。
As long as we are all heading towards the goal of knowing the Lord more.
你说你是灾前背题也好。
It's fine if you say, okay.
你说我是灾后背体也好,
it doesn't matter if you believe that we're raptured before or after the kingdom.
重要的是,
the important thing is,
我今天是不是在等候主?
The important thing is, are you today waiting on the Lord?
今天是不是愿意来更多的爱主?
Today, are you willing to
更多的亲近我们的主?
Love the Lord more and draw closer to the Lord?
不管我们的那个在一些那什么些 圣经上的男主上有怎么样不同的看见
It doesn't matter what if we have different interpretations of the Bible.
那要发现我们那个重它的重点呢，不是在那个真理的本身。
Our point, the main point isn't on the truth itself.
重点呢是在那个真理背后的那个主。
The point is the Lord that's behind this truth.
我们呢追求这些许多对圣经上的认识。
We all pursue to know the truth more.
不是要我们呢，那个要因此我们跟别人不同，有什么样要大的那个跟那个特别的看见啊？It's
not we don't have to make a big deal out of the fact we have different viewpoints with others.
重点是要我们来认识我们的主。The
point is that we all want to know the Lord more.
让我们在认识神儿子实际上能够合而为一。That
we may be united in the knowledge of our Lord.
圣徒的合一呢，是怎么样的成全呢
？So how is the unity of the saints supposed to be accomplished？
哎，我们今天因为圣徒的合一实在是太重要了，对不对
？Because this is utmost important.
所以呢，神的儿女们呢，就想尽了办法我们来合一。So
we are all trying to figure out ways to be unified.
我们呢，在真道上认识不同吧
We all have different understandings of the faith, right?
那么我们的坐下来谈谈，我们彼此妥协妥协好了。
So we may decide, okay, we'll sit down, discuss, and have a compromise.
你退一步，我退一步。
I'll compromise on this, you compromise on that.
那我们就在在中被提吧。
And then we will, okay, decide on a compromised conclusion.
The rapture, 这只是一个题外话哈。
You might decide, oh, it's not pre or post tribulation rapture, but we both settle on, oh, it's mid tribulation rapture. If we do this, we'll never, ever be able to attain to the unity.
那么我们说好吧，既然在认识这那个话上我们不能够妥协的话，那我们做事，我们一同来做事吧。
Another, so perhaps you say, okay, we can't compromise, then let's be united in how we act.
我们来一个各宗派的一个大联合大会。
Maybe we'll have a cross denomination conference.
那么我们就那个知道 Billy Graham 他的那个传福音道道大会就是这么做的啊。
The evangelism of Billy Graham, ministry of Billy Graham is this is what he did.
他各个宗派甚至天主教里面都派人来那边在那边一同服侍一同来传福音。
His ministry united Christians from various denominations, even Catholics, together in service.
他的那个算是一个少数的例子啊，还能够做成些事。
This is a very rare example of unity in terms of this manner.
当教会在这么多年，他试着我们一同开会，要我们来合一的时候，外面的统一的时候。
When we are trying to unify in our be unified in agreement.
你发觉呢，走不了多远。
We try to do this, we realize we can't go far with this.
我们在一同聚会开会的时候。
When we're meeting within the church.
我们可以呢，和和气气的，好吧？那么我也赞同你的方法，你也赞同我的方法。
We may try to okay, I agree with your method and you agree with my method.
那一回去以后啊。
But when you go home,
各做各的事。
You continue to do what you want.
这不是神所要的合一。
This is not the unity that God desires.
更不是主在我们祷告的完完全全的合一。
This is not the unity that Jesus was praying for.
神的百姓如何能够合一呢？
So how are the people of the Lord supposed to be unified?
那么紧接着 Chris 跟那个 Cynthia 结婚的时候。
A couple of weeks ago, our brother Chris and sister Cynthia were married.
我们韩弟兄啊，就是说到一个例子哈，那么他说，你们两个人怎么会更 close 呢？
Our brother Han shared with them a method of how to become closer to each other.
你们这个三角的关系。
You have this triangular relationship.
那么你们两个跟神越接近，你们两个就越接近。
The closer you two are to the Lord, the closer you will be to each other.
这个例子是可以用在圣徒们身上的。
This example can be applied to everyone.
我们呢，如何能够彼此合一更接近呢？
How are we to become closer to each other?
我们呢，也许不像个三角形啊，我们呢，可能像是一个金字塔。
We may be more of a pyramid type of a shape.、
So. 那么我们呢，开始呢，可能在金字塔的那个在底下那个。视角上面哈。
Perhaps all of us at first were all at the bottom of the pyramid.
那么开始看的时候，哇，你是在那个角落，我在这个角落。
We may see at first that, oh, you're in that corner of the pyramid, and I'm in this corner.
你看见的方法跟我看见的方法是怎么差这么多
？You may see that there's a huge difference between our viewpoints.
那么没有关系。
But that's okay.
先把它摆下来。
Let's first table those.
我们往那个金字塔的顶端走。
Let's all work towards the pinnacle of the pyramid.
那个主在那个金字塔的顶端。
Because the Lord is at the pinnacle, at the top of the pyramid.
你发觉呢，我们越往这顶端走的时候。
And we'll discover that as the closer we approach the top of the pyramid.
我们跟儿女之间的关系越来越近了。
The relationship between the brothers and sisters become closer and closer.
那么我们越来追求主的时候呢，我们呢也许没有想到我们要跟我的弟兄合一。
When we're pursuing after the Lord, we might not think about being united with our brother or sister.
但是呢，一个自然的一个结果就是我们越来越接近了。
But as we all pursue the Lord, the natural progression is that we all become closer to each other.
当我们一同来更多的追求主的时候
，As we all continue to pursue the Lord.
不但呢，我们是对于一些圣经的解释，我们越来越明白了。
We not only have more understanding of the Bible.
那么我们因为 不是因为我跟你我们两个讨论讨论之后我们那个妥协之后我们的一个结果。
And this unity is not from, you know, a compromised discussion of our understanding and beliefs.
而是呢因为我更多的明白这段话的意思了。
It's the unity comes from deep understanding of God's word.
而你发觉呢啊过去我认识的真的是对的。
You realize that what I knew before truly is correct.
因为它是对的呢我又更加的坚持。
And because you know it's correct, you're further, you continue forward.
如果我的弟兄我的姊妹他也来同追求的话
if my brother and sister also continues to pursue the Lord,
他会有一天他会一样的看见的
he or she will have the same conclusion.
如果我们在跟随主的时候更亲近主的时候
if we continue to approach the Lord and draw closer to the Lord,
那发觉呢圣灵的光的时候 我过去看见其实有问题
you mightalso discover that your viewpoint, understanding in the past was incorrect.
其实是需要更调整的。
That your viewpoint needs to be adjusted.
证明开我们的眼睛，让我们看见什么上是真的。
The Holy Spirit will reveal to us, open our eyes and see what is true.
啊，发觉啊，原来我的弟兄看见的是比我看见的准确。
You may see that, oh, what my brother sees is actually correct.
其实这个好，不要等到，不要说跟其他的不同，就宗派的弟兄姊妹会这样的情形啊。就算是在我们中间的弟兄姊妹
We don't need to discuss our differences with other denominations. Let's focus on differences between ourselves.
你要你我们不在一起查经的时候你不晓得我们不在一起查经的时候我还不知道哈
You may not know some things because we're not meeting together.
对是 Bible study. 我们在一起查主的话的时候你会发觉同样一句话怎么你跟认识跟我认识怎么这么不一样
I'm sorry. So when we're doing Bible study, you may not know that The same verse, we may have different interpretations.
我们在一起聚会的几十年、二十年，到今天我才知道，你对这句话，原来跟我这么不一样。
You may have been meeting with brother and sister for 20 years, but you may have not found out that until today that they have a different interpretation of this verse than you. So when you realize this, what can you do?
我们更多来认识主。
We must pursue the Lord first.
更多在主里面追求。
We must pursue the Lord.
更多的往里头再伸出去。
And go dive deep into God's word.
哎呀，有点发觉，哎呀，我原来我的弟兄、我的姊妹看得比我准确。
You might realize that, oh, what our brother or sister sees is actually more accurate.
哎呀，我就能更自然的，我放下我的看法。
And naturally, you will let go of your own understanding.
哎呀，我感谢主，我的弟兄、我的姊妹有这样子看见。
You thank the Lord that you may thank the Lord that thank the Lord that the brother and sister has this this understanding.
当我们越追求主的时候
，when we as the more we pursue the Lord,
越来读主的话
，the more we read God's word.
主的话呢，真的是要不断的读，不断的读哈。先不要看参考书，我们先来读主的话。
We must continue to read God's word more and more, and not rely on these commentary books.
你就是在越来读主的话，越读越读越读的时候。
Because the more you read God's word,
啊，里面都那么样的缺去把握。是的，那个这些前面的弟兄们叫那个所传给我们的，我过去所认识的，真的是真是真实的。
You will come to understanding that, oh, what the brother sister has shared is truly, and what I believe is true.
啊，这些那个前面的弟兄们宝贝所留给我们东西，什么样的宝贝
？It's we must the.What the brother has shared to us is truly precious.
哎呀，我那个在里面，一面我宝贝，一面我在里面等候。我知道，如果我的弟兄、我姊妹跟我看见不一样的话，有一天他会看见的。
You'll if you come to realization that what you know is true, and you know it's precious, you and another brother and sister has different understanding. You'll be willing to wait for them until they come to the same understanding.
当我们都来越来越亲近主的时候。
Because as we continue to draw closer to the Lord,
一直在往这个金字塔的高峰，我们的主那里去的时候
，as we continue to progress higher in the pyramid towards the top of the pyramid where our Lord is,
一面呢，我们对于真理的认识越看越清楚了，我们越来越能够合一了。
One aspect will have a clear understanding of the truth and be more and more unified.
你会发觉，当我们越亲近主的时候
，Have you realized that as we draw closer to the Lord?
有些不同了，可能真的不是那么重要。
We might realize that some of the differences we have aren't that important.
有些的不同了，可能在主里面能够包容。
There's some differences we may realize that we can truly tolerate them.
因为那些不同了，可能对我们 对主的认识影响不是那么大。
Because those differences we have are not very, don't have a big impact on our knowing of the Lord.
重要的是我今天有没有更多的认识主。
We realize that the important thing is, do I know the Lord more today?
像上个礼拜那个黄弟兄交通的，我们今天我的生命有没有比昨天更长进？
Just like what our brother Huang shared last week, is my life in the Lord today a more, has it grown from yesterday? As our life becomes more mature, the unity within the saints becomes more and more reality. We will draw closer and closer to the Lord.
在神的家中呢，我们呢常常需要一些聚会。
We need to continue to gather within.
弟兄姊妹也需要常常来往。
Oh, we must interact with each other.
我们常常在祷告中彼此纪念。
When we pray, we often remember each other's needs.
但是你要知道，我们就算是花再多的时间在一起呢，还是会不足的，还是不够的。
But it's still no matter how much time we spend together, it's not enough.
我们呢，这弟兄姊妹们在一起。现在我们先不要讲其他的聚会了，先讲我们在这里聚会啊。
Let's not talk about other churches. Let's talk about our own church for now.
如果弟兄姊妹们在这里能够有合一的见证的话
，If we have the testimony of unity in this church,
固然我们彼此之间呢应该有连结啊。
We should have, should be unified.
然后我们彼此常常来往。
We should have constant interaction.With each other.
那么你要知道，弟兄姊妹，我们在这里一同能够合一，在你们有个真实的见证呢，主要的是建立在我们跟主之间的关系的。
Our testimony, our unity should be based on our knowledge, our relationship with the Lord.
如果我们都肯花时间来认识主的话
，If we are willing to put in the time and effort to know the Lord.
都愿意在生命上一天比一天长进的话
，If we are willing to continue to pursue growth in the life，
也许我们之间好久没有讲话了
，Even if we don't speak， have not spoken for a while，
也许我好久没有之间这个这之间我们私下的来往
，Even if we have not seen each other, interact with each other，
但是你会发觉呢，我们中间是那么样子的接近
，But you'll still discover that we are so close with each other，
因为呢，我们。都跟我们的主那么样的靠近。
Because we are all closer, that much closer to the Lord.
那我们是好久没有再好好的在一起那个讲话了。
Even if we have not spoken to each other for a long time.
当我们碰见一件事情的时候。
But when we encounter a certain situation.
我们有机会坐下来讲讲话的时候。
When we meet each other and we are able to speak to each other.
你发觉呢，我们怎么这么样的 close， 这么样的接近。
You'll discover that we're actually.Close.
因为我们跟我们的主，我们有一个同样的主，我们是那么来的靠近。
Because we have drawn closer to the same Lord.
第一个地方就是聚会的地方，就教会要有一个他真实的见证。
A church must have a true testimony.
必须建立在生命的关系上。
And must be established on the life.
必须要建立对主有那个一样的。意向和认识上
must be established on the same vision and understanding of the Lord.
当我们一同来追求主的时候
when we're pursuing the Lord together,
我们有一样的看见，有一样的意向的时候
when we have the same vision and same understanding,
外面就算是发生再大的难处
the world outside could be have a lot of bad things happening.
不能够动摇我们在主里的合一
It will not shake our Our position in the Lord.
如果我们太注重在我们人与人之间的关系的话
，But if we're too overly focused on the our interpersonal relationships,
我们中间是人的个性都有难处的。
We will have difficulties.
那么我们当碰到难处的时候呢，我们发觉我们走不下去了。
And when we have these difficulties amongst ourselves, we realize we can't go on further.
但是如果我们的这重点呢是摆在主身上的话
，But we put our focus on the Lord Himself instead.
当难处来了。
Even when there are hardships,
我们都有不同的看见的时候，
and we have different viewpoints,
对圣经有不同的解释的时候，
and we have different interpretations of the Bible,
但是我们发现，我们要在主里头，我们是在主里已经那么样的接近。
We'll discover that we're still very close to the Lord.
这难处呢，很容易就过去了。
And this hardship, we can get over this hardship very quickly.
圣徒之间的合一
，the unity of the saints,
永远都是建立在。我们最对主的追求和认识上
will forever be first has to be founded on our pursuit of the Lord.
一切在外面的一些事情呢，都不能够让我们持久的。
Whatever happens on the outside will not affect affect us.
只有我们当我们 在主里头跟我们的主那样的在亲密的连接的时候。
Oh, what we do externally will not last. The only thing will last will is our pursuit of the Lord.
圣徒之间的完完全全的合一才是那样的真实。
Only then will the unity of the saints be true.
我们都要追求。
We must all pursue.
我们都要竭力追求主。
We must all be diligent in pursuing the Lord.
好好来读主的话。
And read God's word.
我们读主的话，对主更多认识的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of reading God's word and knowing God more?
我在曾经呢，曾听过一个聚会的有弟兄姊妹这么说哈。
I once heard from a brother and sister. In a meeting.
他说呢，我们有弟兄说，我们教会呢是纽泽西最属灵的教会。
He made the bold claim that our church is the most spiritual church in New Jersey.
属灵当然是好哈。
Being spiritual is of course a good thing.
我们属灵的目的是什么？
But what is the purpose of being spiritual?
属灵的目的是要我们是鹤立鸡群啊 ，outstanding 啊，跟人家完全不合嘛，或者是说我是站在别人的所有人之上。So、我们属灵这么样的追求是 要比别人完全都强过别人比别人都不一样
Is being spiritual mean that we are trying to outdo one another trying to be better than others
我们努力追求读主的话是有一天让人家说这个是一个最属灵的教会
Is our purpose of bringing the God's word to become the most spiritual church
如果真正的属灵的话呢你就必定不觉得你是属灵
If you are truly spiritual, you won't think that this is spiritual.
真的属灵，然后他真正的看见我们是还有那么多的缺乏。
If you're truly spiritual, you will realize that we are still lacking.
我们的追求，极力追求认识主。
If we are diligent in our pursuit of the Lord.
他的一个目标是什么呢？
What is the goal then?
他只等到
until
只等到众圣徒呢，在真道和认识耶稣基督上能够合而为一的。
Until all saints are united in the faith and the knowledge of
我们今天在这地上竭力追求认识主。
Today, as we continue to pursue the Lord,
我们的目标是什么呢
？What is our goal？
我们的要达到什么样的境界呢
？What are we trying to attain to？
不是要达到有一天呢，我们比所有人都属灵。
We're not trying to be more spiritual than everybody else。
是达到有一天呢，发觉呢，圣徒在属灵是合一的。
Our goal is to realize this unity with.
我们是有这个合一的那个盼望，合一的目标在我们前面，所以我们追求。
We have this hope of being this hope of unity, so we continue to pursue.
我们竭力追求，有一天呢，能够跟众圣徒合一。
We are diligent in our pursuit, so we want to be unified.
但是我们在一起聚会的弟兄姊妹能够合一。
We do not only desire to be unified with those we meet together today.
普天下奉主名聚会的。
We desire to be united with every child of God.
圣灵在已经做成那个合一。
What the Spirit has already accomplished this unity.
我们有一天，我们的目标是在跟所有的神的儿女们能够合一。
So our goal one day will be is to be united with all the children of God.
从另外一方面来说。
Now from another standpoint.
他说呢，我们常常在说，我们要长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
The Bible tells us that we must continue to grow into the stature of of the Lord.
什么样的情形是一个长大成人满有基督长成身量的呢
？So it says we must grow to a mature man to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. What does this mean?
他说呢，我们在真道和认识基督上合一的时候
，It says when we are united in the faith,
得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量。
We are able to.Grow into a mature man to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
追求合一了。
Our pursuit of unity
是让神的儿女能够长大。
Is so that we may all mature.
一面呢，我们需要长大哈，我们才能够合一。
Because we cannot be unified until we are mature.
那但是另外一方面，当我们在追求 在灵里头的合一的时候
But another aspect as we are pursuing in the spirit the unity
你发觉了我们开始长大了
You will realize as we grow
我们的心被打开了
And as our hearts are opened
我们呢看见的是神所看见的事
And we are able to see what God sees
那是个大祭司的祷告
This is the prayer of the high priest
然后他要他的儿女们能够完完全全的合而为一
He wants all his children to be united as one.
当我们的眼睛也这样被打开的时候，
when our eyes are opened,
当我们的追求是这样子里面的合一的时候，
when we are pursuing this type of unity,
你发觉了我们里面身量长大了，
we will discover that
我们
our stature has grown. We have
我们在主里的度量长大了。
The measure of the stature which belongs in Christ has also increased.
圣徒的合一是神他自己的心意。
The unity of the saints is what God desires.
我们呢，因着要达到神的心意，我们在里面主里头追求。
Because we want to attain, accomplish what God wants, we continue to pursue this unity.
那只等，但是直到有一天呢，我们呢真正是在圣徒的合一上有经历、有见证的时候。
But until that day when we truly can experience this,
他说我们才得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
We will be able to experience the growth to become a mature man to the measure of stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
身量的长大是在合一的追求上面是显出来的。
The growth in the measure of the stature, this growth comes from unity.
唯有当我们都有这样的认识的时候，
When we all have the same understanding,
当我们认识有一天我们跟各处的圣徒，这里的圣徒都能够在主里有合而为一的时候，
when we are one day able to be united with all the saints,
那就是我们正在长大的时候。
That's when we have attained to this mature man.
又到有一天要满有基督长成的身量的时候。
One day we'll have this measure that has the fullness of Christ.
因为这是主所要的。
Because this is what God desires.
主在他圣徒当中所要得着的。
This is what the Lord wants to accomplish within his children.
在主里面的追求啊。
In our pursuit of the Lord.
一方面呢，让我们呢能够包容，我们能够接纳跟我们不同的弟兄姊妹。
And one hand, we must be able to tolerate and accept those who have different viewpoints than us.
另外一方面呢，要我们能够分辨什么是错误的教训。
On the other hand, we are called to be able to judge what is false or incorrect doctrine.
包容并不表示说我们能够接纳错误。
Tolerating each other does not equate to accepting false doctrine or teachings.
他说呢，这小孩子呢，他会中了人的诡计，欺骗的法术，被千异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，随从各样的异端。
It says that there are these children who are tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men.
他这里呢，中文翻译的翻得蛮重的哈，其实他还没有讲得那么重。
In the Chinese translation, it sounds very serious.
那么，如果是说今天在教会里头，今天来一个来传异教的啊，说是那个这个佛祖呢是耶稣基督的那个另外一个化身的话。
So for example, even if a heretic comes to the church and preaches that Buddha was also a follower of Jesus,
那么我们大概立刻就说你这是胡说八道哈。
We can immediately say that this is false doctrine.
但是呢，有很多时候呢，一些错误的教导是不容易分辨的。
But oftentimes false doctrines are hard to discern.
我们呢，在那个在包容跟那些要拒绝的错误之间呢，有的时候那个线不容易画的。
Sometimes the line between accepting and reject and accepting and false doctrine is very hard to discern.
我想到了一些例子哈，不过我没有时间，我想讲一个很简单的一个例子哈。
Let me give you a brief example.
那么我们今天讲到同性恋的事情。
In regards to homosexuality.
那么一面呢，我们呢，这说照着圣经呢来说呢，这个同性恋是错误的，我们不能够接受，我们呢完全的拒绝。
On one hand, the Bible says, according to the Bible, homosexuality is wrong. We cannot accept it.
那么，但是有些弟兄姊妹们呢
？But there are some brothers and sisters.
他说呢，那个我们应该接纳这些人。
Say that we must accept these people.
那么呢，我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
那么只要他们就知道自己错，他们自己一直改不过来，我们可以接纳，我们可以用爱中来使他们能够挽回。
As long as these people know that they're committing a sin and they repent, we can accept them.
我知道呢，有一个团体是一些都是牧师们哈。
I know of this group of pastors.
那么他们都是有同性恋倾向。
They are all homosexuals.
所以他们在一起呢，他们就彼此祷告，他们守独身，他一生 不结婚。
They gather together and they pray together and they all have vowed celibacy.
那么他们彼此监视彼此扶持。
And they serve each other, support each other.
那么呢，还有一些人呢， 他们走到另外一端呢，
And then there are some people who are on the opposite end of the spectrum.
他说呢，其实是同性恋的教导在旧约的时候是律法。
They say that the laws against homosexuality only exist in the Old Testament.
那都是law，那个Moses law都已经过去了。
That it only exists in Moses' law, and that's all.
那么保罗的那个教训呢，是他那个有时代的背景的。 The background of that age.
They say that what Paul says is addressing the background of that age.
那么今天呢不适用了。
That his words against homosexuality is no longer applicable today.
那么我在想呢，对于我们呢坚持在这一边的哈，我们呢是确实是造成的话的话，这件事是个错误的事情。
If we hold fast the word of God, we must. What comes to the conclusion that homosexuality is wrong?
但是我们有没有空间呢？能够包容、让接纳、能够传福音给这些在这个捆绑里面的人？
But do we have it in our heart to tolerate these people and spread the gospel to them?
但是这样子包容不是表示说我们就完全接纳了，对不对？
But when we tolerate them, it doesn't mean we accept their homosexuality.
如果有人起来说，其实这个同性恋是在圣经里面是没问题的。
There's some who say that it's okay to be completely okay to be homosexual.
那么今天在基督教会里头很普遍了。
This is actually pretty prevalent in many churches.
甚至在一些那个老的公会里头啊，里面有同性恋的牧师啊。
There are even some churches have homosexual pastors.
那我们追求主认识主的时候。
But as if we truly pursue the Lord, and if we read God's word more, we come to an understanding of what we are able to tolerate. And what things do we have to reject? Because it does not conform to God's word. What do we all need?
需要我们在主里面的追求。
We all need to pursue the Lord more. 我们更多来认识主的话。 We must know God's word more. We continue to pursue God's heart. When we pursue the unity of the saints, we must think about many things. We must know many things. And we must know what are some things we must hold fast.
要完全拒绝的。
And what things we must reject.
什么地方我们是可以包容，我们可以等候的。
And we must also know things where we can tolerate and wait on the Lord for.
这都是我们在主面前常常要思想的。
These are all things we must often think about before the Lord.
不管怎么样啊。
No matter what happens.
那么如果要达到圣徒的合一的话。
If we want to attain to this unity of the saints.
再说。
We must do this.
不是靠着外面，就像刚刚我讲的那个例子，我们也可以讨论啊。那不是靠着外面的一些交通讨论，我们妥协这所造成的。This
unity cannot be attained through external actions, through compromise discussions.
不是因为我们呢在做事上面，我们的彼此一起来合作，我们就合一了。
It's not something we can do externally. We work together and try to cooperate, and then we have unity.
圣徒的合一永远建立在。
Unity of the saints will forever be founded from the pursuit of the Lord.
我们呢，今天呢，在真道上，对圣经的解释上，可能还有很多的不一样。
Today we may continue to have different interpretations on the faith, on God's word.
但是呢，他绝对不能够拦阻我们，在认识神的儿子上面能够合而为一。
But these disagreements should not obstruct us. From pursuing the Lord to attaining this unity. You might find that there's many brothers and sisters. When we talk about the faith and many different interpretations of the Bible, it may cause us to suspect whether that brother and sister is truly a believer.
但是呢，如果我们先把一些放摆在旁边，我们先来看说，到底我们的追求的征兆的目的是什么？
But we should put these suspicions aside and look at ourselves and see, are we truly pursuing the Lord?
我们所追求认识是主他自己。
What we need to realize is what we're pursuing is the Lord Himself.
认识主他生，认识主的死，认识主他复活的大能。
Must know His life, His death.And the power of his resurrection.
认识主的十字架，认识主的内住。
You must know the cross and the indwelling of the Lord.
在这点上的时候，你发觉圣徒容易圣徒的那个合一啊，就好像唾手可得的。
But if we concentrate on these things, it may seem that unity is very accessible and attainable.
这是我们呢在里面的追求。
This is what we are pursuing.
那个在巴不得那个神带领我们。
We pray that the Lord will come to lead us. As we continue to walk together and pursue the Lord and read His Word, our hope is that as we continue to read God's Word, our understanding of the Lord can increasingly become united.
对主那个真实的正确的认识的确会影响我们对主他自己的认识。
Our understanding of
the Bible, of the Bible interpretation,
our interpretation of the Bible will definitely affect our interpretation, our knowledge of the Lord.
那更重要的是。
But the more important thing is,
那我们呢跟弟兄姊妹追求的是在主里的对主的认识里头的合一。
We must pursue the unity of the unity of the saints in our pursuit of the Lord.
当我看见我的弟兄我的姊妹在这世界上几十跟我这么不一样的时候
even when we see a brother and sister has a very different interpretation of the Bible than ourselves
在做这件事情上他的决定跟我的决定看法那么样相差这么多的时候
when we see that their actions which are based on the beliefs are so different from us
意思我们先把我们的眼目来展开来
we mustturn aside first.
看见了，其实我的弟兄、我的姊妹，他爱主的。
We must remember that my brother and sister, they also love the Lord.
他这么坚持，是因为他爱主，要更多的认识主的缘故。
He or she's holding fast to this viewpoint because they are pursuing the Lord. They love the Lord.
因为他是这样的爱主。
They are loving the Lord in this way.
他所爱的主也是我所爱的。
The Lord that they love is also the same Lord that I love.
我们的彼此之间的关系是越来越近的。
And when we realize this, our relationship with each other will become closer.
我们对于一些看见的不同。
We may have different viewpoints on the
matter. 我们对于个性上的不同。
We may have conflicting personalities.
我们对于处理事情上的不同。
We may deal with matters differently.
那个可以先很容易能够摆下来。
We can put these things aside first.
因为我们所追求的是同一位主。
Because what we are pursuing is the same Lord.
发觉了我们当有一天我们都走到了金字塔的那个顶端的时候。
And one day when we finally reach that, the top of the pyramid.
你发觉了最重要的事情。
You will discover that the most important thing is.
就是我们都得着了同样的一位主。
That we have all obtained the same Lord.
主住在我的弟兄的心中，住在我的心中。
The Lord lives in the heart of my brother and sister, also
with
me.
主在他的教会当中居首位。
And the Lord becomes the head of the church. And we realize the truth and the reality of this.
真能够那个让主的祷告能够成全啊，他的圣徒们能在他里头能够完完全全合而为一。
That one day we are able to attain this prayer of our Lord that we may be all united in the faith.
我们去祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Father God, we thank you and praise you.
你借着你爱子降生为人，这制定在十字架上，从死里复活，重生了我们。
Lord, you gave your son so that through his death and resurrection, we be able to be saved.
在我里面都有一个同样的活泼的盼望。
Lord, we all have the same hope within us.
把那个最更多渴慕追求主的心赐给我们。
You gave us a heart yearning to know you more.
让我们一天比一天更多认识我们的主。
That we may know our Lord more each day.
一天比一天跟我们的主更亲近,
that we draw closer and closer to our Lord each day. That we become closer and closer with all the saints. That we may all be united in our Lord.
是主的爱, 主的生命把我们紧紧地捆在一起,
that we may be bound together in your love. And testify of your name.
谢谢主,
thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主的名,
pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.